Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Our hands, feet, heart, ears, mouth, and eyes. Our Lord's desire was that we be like Him in every thought, word, and action. We must be Christ-like. Being Christ-like involves all of our being, so we should periodically ask ourselves these questions. Do we have Jesus' hands? He touched the blind man's eyes and restored his sight. Mark 8, verses 21 through 23. When he saw the widow of Nain following her dead son, he had compassion on her, touched the open coffin, and raised the young man to life. Luke 7, verses 12 through 15. Do we have Jesus' feet, going where he bids us go? Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Jesus told the apostles that he needed to go through Samaria. John 4, verse 4. Why? Jews always skirted around Samaria. They didn't engage in conversation with Samaritans, and certainly not with women, whether Jew or Gentile. But going through Samaria enabled him to introduce himself to the Samaritan woman, who in turn brought a host of people to see and hear this man who might be the Christ. John 4, verses 4 through 30. Do we have Jesus' heart? He was filled with compassion for the ill, the grieving, and the sinner. Matthew 9, verses 35 and 36. His heart was filled with concern for those who sentenced him and put him to death. Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do. Luke 23, verse 34. Do we have Jesus' ears? He listened to everything his Father said to him. John 12, verses 49 and 50. And he did everything God told him to do. John 15, verse 15, and John 17, verses 7 and 8. He listened patiently to people's questions, like Nicodemus, John 3. Do we have Jesus' mouth? He used his mouth to teach the masses, but also saw the value of teaching only one, Matthew 14, verses 13 through 21, and John 4. He used his mouth to talk to his Father. He often withdrew to pray. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray, Matthew 14, verse 23. Do we have Jesus' eyes? He saw opportunities to save the lost. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. John 4, verse 35. Do we see lost souls all around us? Jesus also saw potential in his 12 apostles. While people saw Peter, James, and John as unlearned fishermen, Jesus saw them as ones who would become towers of spiritual strength in his new church. Being Christ-like requires every part of us, our hands, feet, heart, ears, mouth, and eyes, to be devoted to him. Every waking hour of every day, all of our being then takes on the attitude, demeanor, and likeness of Jesus. When people observe these changes, they will be drawn to know more about the Lord. Today's verse. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that you should walk in his steps. 1 Peter 2, verse 22.